This is episode 2 of Queen's Tea Time.
Hi, Bella. Hello, Ellie. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's the boys have had their little run and they've now we're back
time.
Again.
Yeah,
we're
they've had again. Their time. It's our time.
It is.
It's our time to shine. How have you been?
Fabulous. I'm at the end of the semester, so a lot of work going on for me.
Oh, that's nice to know, Eleanor, because where have you been, Dull? Yeah.
I have been.
Let's talk about this.
I've been missing a few trainings.
A few. Eleanor says every Monday, oh my gosh, I'm so keen to training. Oh my God, I'll be there. Like core values, we've got to show up for ourselves. Guess who says 5 minutes before every training starts, sorry, Dad says I have to be at family dinner tonight.
Okay, that was a blatant lie. Okay. I lied.
Well, obviously.
I'm going to say it was a lie.
You can't use that excuse 3 weeks in a row.
I was actually working. I had to cover a shift at work and I'm poor, so I needed the money.
So that's
that was
fine.
Actually
that's
true.
Fine.
That was
but you can't use Christopher as an excuse for every Monday training.
But he says, Eleanor, are you coming to family dinner?
We have values, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Marquita went through them. Consistency is one of them.
And I'm going to come, but Monday trainings?
I know.
I can't.
The weather. But we've got to hype everyone up. They're actually so fun. They start off your week off strong.
It's true. I love Wednesday trainings. I come to Wednesday trainings. No issues. No problems.
No, yeah. Doubts or hesitations there. But Mondays, Monday? Family didn't know. Christopher is making a roast. And you have to be there for it. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you've been well. I'm glad you've been working.
Maybe I'll come next Monday. I'm not going to make any promises.
Don't even talk to me. This is terrible.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's talk about the big event that we've recently had.
Ladies' Day.
Ladies'
baby.
Day. Oh my gosh. How fun was that?
Ladies' Day? Astronomically fun.
Oh,
crazy
the
fun.
The step up as well, I feel like from like last year I thought was good, but this was on a new level.
And I got both of the brothers.
Did you?
I got.
Did you really? Did you pay? Did you read
little
that?
Little Marquita and I got his older brother. Don't know.
Do you know their names?
Mark Evans and Tom Evans, right?
Yes, but yeah. Marquita and Marquita Jr.
Marquita Sr., isn't it?
Oh, Marquita Sr., yes, so true. Who, by the way, Marquita has still not responded if he likes Marquita or not. So just chuck us an email, Marquita. Yeah. Just a yay or nay is all we
yay
need.
Or nay.
And then we'll continue. Other than that,
if you don't tell us to stop, we won't stop. We're not going to.
We won't stop.
But yeah, so I had them as my little card. So I got so many free drinks. It was awesome.
Yeah, oh, it was amazing.
And my mum came, stole her wallet. No issues.
Stole her credit card.
No issues at all.
Renee did provide some good drinks too.
Renee is an angel.
What about the board she made? Anyone who saw that big board, like a charcuterie board.
Thank you to everyone who donated things.
Oh yeah, the food, the drinks.
Flowers.
It was amazing.
Thank you
good
to
vibes,
us
great
for
weather.
Doing the decorations.
Thank you to us for coming the
Pat
night before
the for me
and doing
you,
a DIY like
people,
ladies' day setup.
I think people were overwhelmed with the streamers, but I thought they were perfect.
I think they were necessary. Yeah. They added dimension.
I think so.
Okay. So I loved it. It was a great, great day. Great girls. We always have so much fun together.
We
like
do.
It's always just such
it's
a good time.
It's always a good time.
And then the boys, they played.
They did play.
We didn't
there was
really
a little fight. That was so exciting.
There was a fight.
That was so
that was like
fun.
And we all got so into it.
Freddie was in the fight.
Yeah.
And Ollie Duffy was in the fight.
It was big.
Who else? Some
he added
boys.
Some drama.
But that was really exciting for
definitely.
Me. I love
and
that.
And then so just put your thinking caps on everyone. So it's the end of the game. Unfortunately, A grade didn't win, but that's okay because we still love them. And
we
come down to the like the pavilion area.
Yeah.
Eleanor decides to stay up in the grandstand area and look down at us. Eleanor grabs the dehydrated fruit. Eleanor starts throwing it down at us as though it's cash and putting on a quiet performance.
Yeah.
You grabbed those dehydrated oranges.
I threw them like no one was watching.
Oh my gosh. You were throwing them like you were just this goddess of a human and you were giving out free cash.
Then it gets worse. I saw a bottle of champagne and I started chugging it. I came down the stairs and I was chugging it in the middle of the circle. Then I found out it's non-alcoholic.
I did not know this.
Yeah,
part.
And I walk outside. I walk outside, and who's there? I was talking to like Jesse and someone
Let me
else,
guess.
And maybe Fred was there, and maybe
it's someone like a small. Who is it?
It was one of the. It was the older like guys.
Oh, like the cool men, like the ones you want to impress, not the ones you want to like pretend to be drunk.
And I was
to.
Guys, I have a I have something to reveal to you. I've been drinking a non-alcoholic bottle of champagne.
But the funny part is, Eleanor, you were acting so pissed.
I was pissed though. That was the end of the day.
So you were drinking quite a bit.
I was.
But then you just topped it off with some non-alcoholic champagne. I topped it off with
some non-alcoholic, obviously health. Like I needed some balance in there.
You needed some balance. Obviously. You needed some detoxifying.
Yeah. But we had so much fun at Ladies' Day. Did. Then great. We kicked on to the Kenzie. That was really, really fun. Well, yeah. You were there.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. My neck was a bit.
Yeah, you were injured that weren't
day because mm-hmm. someone just decided to step right on it during the game that day, but that's okay. But the whole day was great. Everyone was just looking beautiful. Let's be real.
Everyone was gorgeous. Everyone's
stunning,
gorgeous.
Are we?
Yeah, we're really hot.
It's hard to be like this gorgeous as a team. Like, just imagine the other teams going, look at that group of ladies. Like, that's what
every
I would
single
do.
One of them. Gorgeous. We're amazing. A 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. And also, I would say, the whole like prep of it, everyone was really keen. Like, we need to do that again.
Everyone put so much effort into it.
Yeah.
And there was such a great like organization, social committee, both of us on
social committee, the Ladies' Day committee.
The Ladies' Day committee, we really pulled through.
Yeah.
Went to Spotlight, got all the decks.
Spotlight's where it's at.
Yeah.
No, we actually have to mention this because we said we would do it and we have to do it.
We must.
There is a beautiful queen who joined this year who we didn't mention the other day. And I said to her, well, you're going to get a segment now. Because now that we haven't mentioned you, you must get a segment.
She is an absolute queen.
She's beautiful. She's lovely. She's come in and she's just our vibe. Like she clicked. Is.
Yeah.
She's gorge, great player, little poppet rocker, I would say.
She's really fast.
She's
really speedy.
She's just like running around. Like, oh my gosh, you're here. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Great kicking. Her improvement over preseason's been insane.
Yeah.
Who is it? Farah.
Far away. Far, far away.
Far, far away. She kicks.
She kicks far, far, far away.
Yeah. And that so this is your play. Segment, Far Away. We adore you. You're going to be our guest at some point.
Yeah.
With some newbies, so get excited for some questions. We won't expose her too much because
we'll save it for the interview.
We want to save it for the interview, but we love you Far Away, and that's your little segment.
Yeah.
Speaking of like new players and young players,
I was asked to shout some boys out tonight.
Wait, how?
Today?
Okay, this is huge.
But
right.
I said I'm not going to reveal who they are because I feel
you have to. What are you talking about?
I can't even reveal them. Because I deleted them from my notes and I don't remember who they were.
So you don't remember?
I know one of them was Max.
Max who?
Max Nichols. That's all I remember.
Oh my gosh, Max Nichols.
Yeah, he's such a sweetheart.
The new King's Boys, the little youngies that have come up there so far.
Young kids. They adore you, don't they? They love me. I'm not going to deny it.
They're obsessed with you.
I feel like I've got like a cool older sister kind of vibe with them.
That is really uncomfortable, but that's okay. That's okay. I love that you feel that.
They asked me to shout them out, so I am because I'm such a great person.
As the cool older sister.
Yeah.
So at the Kenzie, when you were talking to them, do you feel like that was the vibe that it was?
I don't know.
That
maybe the vibe they were thinking different things, but that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I really love that for you.
Like a kind of a role model.
You know what? You just
a football role model.
You know what? You're just mentoring them through the program. Okay.
I'm so skilled. They were asking me like, how do you kick so well?
how do you kick a
football? How do you run so fast across the field? And I'm like, guys, it's cool talent.
But it's also like, you're not going to share your secrets to everyone. Like they're going to have to make an effort with you.
Exactly.
Like it takes two to tango.
It really does. Anyway, talking about fun Kenzie moments.
I love our transitions here. We're really like going bang, bang, bang.
Let's talk about cash raffle.
Cash raffle.
Have you picked your number yet?
No. Have I bought my ticket? No.
I picked my number, but I haven't bought my ticket yet.
Yes.
I picked 66.
Why is that your lucky number?
66 is called the devil's. Well, 666 is the devil's number.
Yeah.
So I was going to do 666.
Okay.
But 66 is just as good, I think.
I think so too. Wow. Okay, so I can't choose that number.
Like crazy.
Devil. Maybe what's the angel number? I'll do the angel number. And then
the angel number is like 555777.
If either of us win, we should just go halves and take ourselves away.
I think so.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
You're not vibing me.
We should go on like a little weekend or something, like a camping weekend.
A little getaway together.
Yeah.
I think we need like a little like retreat to really solidify.
I think so. We work so hard at this podcast. We need a break.
Once every 4 weeks is demanding.
Okay. For sure.
But cash raffle, 3rd of June. Buy your tickets, everyone. Apparently it's a massive event. We've not been to one because it was kind of cancelled due to COVID and it hasn't been around since. It's coming back. Apparently it's amazing. All buy your tickets, get there.
Of course it's amazing. Not apparently. I know it's going to be great.
Okay, Eleanor knows it's going to be kidding. Take it back.
Kidding, take
it back. It's going to be amazing.
If we're there, it's going to be amazing.
Obviously. Come give us a hello if you see us. Tell us if you want to be shouted out on this podcast. Hopefully people are listening. I really want people to listen.
People are going to ask us to be shouted out because last time, so many requests to be shouted out by me.
Absolutely. And here we are. Surprised. Here we are shouting them out. but yeah, get your tickets, everyone. It's going to be great. Can't wait to see you all there.
So excited. Our second interview of the season is upon us.
This is so exciting.
I know.
Big guest.
I have the headphones on today, so I'm going to start us off. We have a girl. She's one of a kind.
She's one in a million. One in a billion, I would say. She is.
Her name has changed over the years.
Many nicknames.
Yeah.
Yep. Many.
But her official name is...
No. Just wait. Before... What? She was amazing year one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I feel like this year, this girl has really stepped up. Would you not agree?
She's a mini girl, but she packs a punch for
sure. Oh, my gosh. She's like the Hulk.
Everyone thinks, oh, my gosh, she's so little.
Like little, she's like so stunning. Don't be fooled. She can be an ogre if she wants to be. She can ruin you.
She really can.
Who is she, Eleanor?
Georgia Garrels.
Georgia Garrels.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Of course.
On our pod.
This is the second girl.
You're the second guest. We're so excited to have you. Now,
it's a privilege.
G, firstly, let's talk about your nicknames. Oh. We've got Georgia Garrels.
G-Gaz.
Gaza. I get called G-Banger.
G-Banger.
Oh, bang.
Bangarang.
Bangs.
Patrice loves that one.
Patrice loves Bangarang. What's your favourite?
Oh, G-Banger.
G-Banger.
I think G-Banger. It's a great one.
It just flows. Yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it really does. G-Banger.
Well, let's refer onwards from now. G-Banger.
G-Banger.
Yeah.
G-Banger, everyone, is Georgia.
I'll only respond to
that. To G-Banger.
Okay, so G-Banger. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your job? We already know, obviously, but tell the world.
Audience. Tell Spotify.
So I'm a radiation therapist. So wow. I don't know if many people know what that is.
Yeah, can you explain what that is?
Tell us what it is.
We're curious.
So I plan and administer radiotherapy for cancer patients. So
she beautiful. Is an angel.
She saves
like
lives.
Like a real life angel.
So Not only is she a gun at footy, but she literally saves lives.
She does.
Like Name a more
And how do you like it? What's the vibes?
The vibes?
Emotional. You can't ask that about
we
that.
We really want to go.
Okay, let's not talk about the vibes of
kidding. We're just saying, do you love your job? Do
I
you
love
your job?
Yeah. I love my job.
She's so actually smart. In the, what's it called? The radiation therapist, you know? What's it called?
The gang? What do you mean?
Not the gang.
Like oncology department?
No, you know, you told me about it. You have the badges.
The union.
The union. The union.
Oh,
the
she's union. A unionist, oh, everyone.
Watch she's out. Registered. Wow.
Okay, cut that out. <She's amazing>.
Got it. She doesn't want that.
Okay, well, how long have you been playing?
Yeah, let's get to the footy stuff. How long have you been playing for? Yeah.
So I joined the Queens last year for the first time. Yes. Never played footy in my life. Never kicked a football, actually, probably till... The come and try here.
Oh my gosh, wow. I remember you entering going, who is Grace? Who is this beauty? It's her.
Yeah, who couldn't kick the football? That's probably what everyone was Georgia. Thinking.
G-Banger, you no could. Way. You so could, but.
No, so yeah, first year at the Queens last year and then this is my second season.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Absolutely love it.
Like we said, you've stepped up this year, G.
Yeah. I feel like you have just come leaps and bounds.
Like on
but
a
last
new
year
level.
You had like the
vibe.
The vibe.
You came in
you
and were like, oh my gosh, yes.
You had like the motivation.
She had.
But now you're like
the thing.
The most skilled player.
Like
ever.
She's
been in the best players every week, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you have.
Like you have just been outstanding. The goals, the tackling. Like I wouldn't want to be up against you, G-Bag.
No way.
Like I love you, but no thank you.
So
I would not want to.
Let's get into the question.
Oh okay. My gosh.
So these are like
here we go.
Not rapid fire, but we just want to get to know you. The audience wants to know a few things. Okay.
Here we go.
Most importantly, be careful how you answer this, G-Banger. Who is your favourite queen?
Oh, now this is a toughie because I absolutely love every single queen in the team. But
obviously.
But. I do have to say there is quite a few of them, but they come as a package deal. So I'm going to count them as one.
Okay.
Umbi, Hamo, Ash Carter, and Little AIDS.
Yeah.
I absolutely love those.
Oh my gosh.
I agree with you, actually.
They actually do come as one, though. That's actually such a fair call.
Yes.
They're like a clan. They're this little group.
I don't know why I'm saying them right now, because Monday night they were calling me Geriatric Garrels. What?
Yes, you missed this because you didn't show, which we'll talk about later.
I may be 7 years older than them.
Geriatric Garrels. And then at the beginning of training, this is what I want to talk about, they go, Lucy Hammond decides to go, oh, you fossils.
Yes.
And I said, hang on just a second, doll. Fossils? If we're fossils, God bless the beautiful mums and grandmothers at our club. What are they? If we're fossils, seriously. And she literally said it so swimmingly. She was like, oh, yeah, you fossils. And I was like, oh, God. And then the poor
osteoporosis. Osteoporosis. That's what I was getting called.
Yeah. Arthritis. Oh, my
goodness. You were the fittest person on
geriatric
the field.
Geriatric Garrels. So now that's maybe ridiculous. That's my new nickname.
No.
Geriatric.
No, Jerry. I'm putting an end to that. Okay, well, they're that's great against queens, our values. But they need to chill out on the fossil comments. I'm going to have a little chat.
You're listening, word, girls.
Who's your favourite king? Going along with your favourite queen.
Yeah. Telltale.
This is a toughie because I've got a couple favourites.
There's a lot, isn't there?
There is.
There's some shining stars for
there
sure.
There is. Yeah. But I have to say this man because of his locks, and that is who is it? Mr. Freddie McLean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Freddie.
We love Freddie.
We love Freddie. Freddie. And I have been told on the down low, rumour has it I'm his favourite queen.
What? Rumour has it that I'm his favourite queen, though.
No.
I haven't heard that rumour, though.
Just say that rumour. Just say it. Rumour has it.
You're I'm not going to lie and say that.
I just lied.
I'm his favourite, even though majority, I would say favourite. Like on the big scheme.
I just totally lied. Anyway, sorry, yes. He's never said that before in his life.
Well, he's a good one.
He's a good man, though.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, he's great.
That's understandable. But you love the Kings. I feel like the Kings love you.
I love every single one of them. They're beautiful. All fabulous.
They are fab.
Well, they're all fabulous. Fabulous?
They fabulous. Are fabulous.
They're fab. They're fab. They're fab. So, G, if Freddie is your favourite king, I feel like this is a very big question that we've been wanting to know just as much as the public has.
I think so.
George Garrels, are you single or are you taken?
Oh, this is a bit of a...
I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
Let's just really get the popcorn out, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a bit of a controversial one.
It is controversial.
It is controversial.
It's a little bit of a grey area, I must say, for myself. I don't even know. I don't even know if I'm single taken.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely single, though.
Oh, really?
I'm going to say taken.
I'm saying taken, too. Well, disregard George's answer, everyone.
Two to one.
She isn't taken, lady. This doesn't open the door for any kings to come.
No. You would say you are off limits at this point in time.
I hope he's not listening. So. Oh.
Can we go into it or do we have to keep – maybe let's keep it anonymous.
I'm going to keep it as a mystery man.
Yeah, yes. Mystery man.
Mr. Mystery Man.
He's a mystery man.
Is he a king?
If you know, but –
any of the listeners, guess.
Yeah. Chuck
send
in your comments.
Your results.
On the Instagram post. On the Instagram post.
Guessing who
do
the
a little
man
comment.
Is.
Chuck a tag. Who is it?
No, I just started it.
Tag him.
Okay, well, we have to actually talk about something exciting coming up for you. Your trip. That's why we're recording this early.
Yeah, because Georgia Garrels is leaving us, everyone. Yeah. For how long, G? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Going for a month with some friends to Europe. Like the whole of Adelaide is at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, legit.
Yep, so going to be living it up over there next week.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
So you're missing out on some games.
I am missing out on some games. But you both have two amazing players sitting in front of me. So.
Well, I wouldn't say amazing.
We would say.
Eleanor, you tell me you're amazing every week.
This is coming from the girl that said, did you see how good I just kicked the ball just then? Did you see
what?
It?
What?
That's I've you.
That in my life.
Eleanor.
So where are you going on your trip? Tell us a bit. I want an itinerary. That's what I want. Come on.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to France.
Yep.
French Riviera, actually. I'm going to live my Sophie Richie dreams out.
Yes.
Yep.
Might meet a man, might take me on a yacht, might never come back.
No. Don't say that.
Anyway.
No. No. You can do whatever you want there, but you're not going on any yachts with any men.
She can.
No. I'm sorry. Based on
anyway,
the last.
Let's not open no. the can of worms again. And then I go to Greece for 3 weeks. So
exciting!
You got to come back like this tan little bronzed queen, and you'll be back. You will be back for finals. You'll be back for the majority of the season. It's really just three or four games you're missing out on, which we'll miss you, but you'll be back.
We're going to miss her. I don't know how I'm going to actually – she's just a play without you on the field. I don't know.
Eleanor, you play every week and you play off the field as well. If you know, you know.
What do you know? Whoa. Bang. Bangarang just went bang.
Have you taken down, you guys?
No, we'll miss you, but we're excited to have you back as well. Now, because you're going away, we've heard some little fairy whispers. We've heard some little princesses talking, and rumour has it, G-Gaz, that you're going over to Europe and playing for a Croatian AFL team.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Now, don't want to confirm or deny anything, but the rumours are true.
Oh my gosh,
they actually are true. Now, a Croatian team.
I'd hate to bore you with details, but my contract.
She signed it.
I've signed it. 10 million a year.
10 million.
Of 10 million a season. And they chucked in sale Croatia for complimentary. Oh.
No, they haven't.
They did.
I wanted to meet that bad. I think we need some photos, though. We need some photo evidence.
Please send us some photos of you.
Send it through. We'll pop it on the gram.
Croatian competition.
I'll be playing.
With the Croatians representing.
Yeah, we're going to be the smallest person there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I will be.
Absolutely.
I think you'll dominate. There's probably some men in my team, but you know what?
Oh, mixed.
I think it's mixed. It is.
With the Croatians.
Wow.
Are Croatian men like are they big men?
I think they're chunky.
Yeah. I've never thought about this. Yeah. I feel I get this vision that they'll be sure like Moana like, energy.
They're like similar to Dutch men. I don't know where that sort of comparison is in my brain, but I think that.
Eleanor's fun fact, Croatian men are the same as Dutch men. I love that.
You would know, Eleanor.
Well, G-Gaz. Moving on from Croatian men, we absolutely love the fact you're going away, but you will be back, and we want you to host another little event.
I think she's got to.
Georgia Garrels, everyone, is an immaculate hoster. If you need an event done, hostess. But if you need an event, would you not say Eleanor? She is the one we need to go to.
I walk in for a casual. I don't know.
It's not a party. It's not advertised.
The table is set. There's table like decorations.
The cutlery's like gold.
She's been cooking all damn day. She said she's made things from scratch.
Like I did grind those spices with a metal and pestle. Metal and pestle.
She probably cooks them.
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle. Oh, mortar and pestle. Well, she grinds the pestle.
She grinded those spices.
I did.
Like no one else has.
I did. And, but my little biceps grinding all day.
That's why you're looking so you're making too many curries.
I am.
That's what's going on. No, but seriously, everyone, like I think we all need a shout out to Georgia for hosting the next
if
big
you were
Kenzie Kick-Ons.
Oh, whoa.
What's your job again?
Radiation therapist.
If you were a radiation therapist, you could be an event. Like home manager. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Totally.
Like do weddings.
Just at your house.
Mummy Mel.
Yeah. Mm. She's on. You're beautiful.
But you're mummy, actually.
Yeah. I am mummy.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually, I don't know why I'm saying that.
I'm seriously uncomfortable right now. Anyway.
All right. Well,
you're always looking good. Your house is always looking good.
Hosting
your parties
skills,
are looking good.
Amazing.
All right. Now we've learned a bit about you. Let's talk about footy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your first game for the Queens. Oh. And it was actually, I'm pretty sure, a trial match. I don't think it was even a real match. It's your first game, big debut. Georgia Garrels is coming out. What happens, Georgia?
Well, I don't know if I can even tell you because I can't even remember it myself.
She can't.
So bad. I did get cold, stoned, knocked out.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
I think I was out there for maybe five
minutes.
We
were playing Loretto.
Playing Loretto.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone a bit larger than me fell on my head directly.
On your head.
Why does that happen all the time to us?
All the time.
Like, just FYI, like a week ago, I reckon about three girls got their necks nearly chopped off.
Stop sitting on our heads. I'm done.
Don't. You're literally going to break a neck.
So, yes, I did get cold, stoned, knocked out.
Yes.
I remember going over to the bench and I don't remember anything else. But from what I hear...
Oh, you were...
I didn't remember
stuffed.
The day.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
You didn't know where your car was.
No, I drove mum's car there.
Yeah.
My parents were in Melbourne. Didn't remember they're in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You were like, just call mum.
Like, I'm like, call mum, she'll pick me up here. And then everyone's like, gee, she's in Melbourne. I'm like, no, she's not. She's
in Adelaide. Were getting like worked up about it because you were so adamant on it. And we were like, no, like Georgia. And we would ask you questions. You'd have no clue. You wouldn't be able to remember even like minutes before. It was really bad.
It was bad.
It was a bad concussion.
It was really bad.
Shout out to Berto and Trej. Didn't know them. They drove me home.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I can't believe we didn't know.
Like, you weren't in our life 3 years ago.
Nah, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So and now weird. She's a core member.
Yeah.
Like, core. Could not have you not in our lives.
Yeah, for sure. Aww, like, nice. But that was a terrible day.
That was probably your worst game. Would you say that's your worst game?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I was like out for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Most hated game.
What was your favourite game?
Yeah.
Oh, I did love first season opener this year. When the boys came and watched the Friday night game.
And you played exceptionally well. Yes.
But just the energy from the boys, you know, really hypes everyone up, I think. I was like, my calves felt like they were going to fall off. Yet just hearing the boys yell out, like, you know.
Isn't it? Yeah, keeps the adrenaline going through.
Exactly.
Mm. But the goal was amazing. Your goal that you kicked.
Oh, I didn't kick a goal, fella. That was not me, doll.
No, redo that. Yes, you did that first game. Oh, no. Was that your second game that you kicked that amazing goal?
The trial game, I kicked 3 goals.
No, you absolutely did kick a goal. Remember, you were at the other end and you did that weird, like...
Did I?
Scream and shout. That was that game. I remember.
Maybe I did kick a goal.
Yeah, she did kick a goal. Anyway, it was an amazing goal. I remember this very vividly. Oh, okay.
Maybe I did kick a goal then.
But...
Again.
That was one of your favourite games.
That was one of my favourite games, I think.
Yeah.
Or Pulteney semi-final. That was
when
we won.
That was huge.
Speaking of which, we got them this weekend.
I know. How you feel? Like, you ready?
Oh, a bit nervous. I'm excited to play with you in the midfield.
How exciting. We're going to be like dynamic duoing. How exciting. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Where are you going to play, Ellie, this week?
Who knows?
Who knows? Forward, back?
She's a dynamic player.
I'm not forward these days.
I feel
you're 40, but you're then you're also a backy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You could do it.
I only run on when people are injured. Like, I'm usually in forward. Like, that's where I'm supposed to be. And then Johnny's like, damn it, there's someone else injured. Eleanor, do you want to go on?
Because you're just adaptable.
And I'm like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
But last week, Johnny was like, do you want to go on? I was like, not really. I'm just going to sit here in the sun. I'm just happy.
Not really. I'm quite content being a spectator here.
Yeah.
But you are adaptable. You do. Would you not say, like, she can go anywhere.
But you guys have your core positions that I would not put you anywhere else.
But you're a dynamic player.
Yes.
You're versatile, Eleanor.
Yeah.
I'm so like under skill. I don't have skills in one area because I don't have.
Because you have them in all areas.
The capacity. Okay, well, let's stop talking about
me. You know what she also is good at? Talking.
About herself.
apart from that, talking to her players.
Oh, yes.
When the ball's down the other end.
Eleanor. Okay.
We opened a can of worms at the Jets Cross game. We're talking about a teen mum.
Yeah, well, you assumed she was a teen mum. What did you say? You said something really rude. And I was like, gee, this is my best friend. Like, step back. Like, literally.
So another thing.
No, I literally said, I meant it as a compliment. I said, you look so young to be a mum.
But another thing about Eleanor, would you not say, is she meets someone and two minutes later, oh my God, they're my best friend.
Oh,
like,
yes.
She will label them her bestie for life.
When sparks are flying.
But Eleanor, sparks flying with the mouse you were talking to the other day. Like, sparks fly with everyone with you, okay?
It's because I'm such a great person. People just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. You have great energy.
You're amazing.
Great energy.
Oh, thanks. Well, okay, this is not my interview.
Okay, so best game, those two. Let me like sum up. Well, what do you think? How would you sum up like kind of this season as it comes near the midway point to the end? Like, what do you want to see from us? What do you love about the Queens? Like, what do you love about this year particularly?
Oh, I could go on forever if I had to say what I love about the Queens. Mm. But I just love how we can just have fun together.
Yeah.
I think when we don't put too much pressure on ourselves, we perform a lot better.
Yeah.
When we've got the music pumping, you know. Yep, let's get loud.
Yeah.
We perform a lot better as a team, and just the support we give one another. I think,
best I think mates, if we just, we?
Yeah,
we all are. Yeah, we all are.
And like we don't really train that hard. Like we do sometimes.
Yes,
but like
in preseason we were training.
Preseason was hardcore. But, yeah.
But like you wouldn't know because on the field we're just everyone electric. Steps up. Yeah. Yes, everyone plays. That's why I don't like to be in the best players because I think everyone deserves. You know, like I think everyone's like.
Oh my
like,
gosh, person, what a martyr!
I think
is.
No.
Okay, Georgia.
No, we yeah. get it.
Come on, you want the money every week. Let's be real.
She spent on wants that envelope. Every week. Johnny.
You're a greedy gal.
No, but I get what you mean. Everyone adds
Johnny,
value.
If you're listening, every next week.
Give me the envelope. I need petrol money. Listen, but I agree with you that everyone adds value. There's not one person who's not trying their hardest. Everyone is working together and we get the results because of it. Do you see good things happening for us for the rest of the year? Do you
for sure.
Have high hopes?
Top of the ladder at the moment.
We are.
If we get this nice view win from the top, against Poultney,
that will be huge.
I think it'll be a big determinant on the weekend how we go against Poultney.
Yeah.
Especially them being like our arch rivals. I think we get a bit more intimidated by them.
We do. Yeah. We are intimidated. But we have a healthy competition with Poultney, I think.
We do. Yeah. We do.
It's great to be challenged.
It is.
And I'm like, I'm ready to like give it everything, I reckon. I reckon all the girls are going to really put out a show for everyone. So come, everyone, be there if you can.
It's at Haslam, so at Haslam. I don't know why you
no excuses.
Come.
Yes. No excuses.
If you want to come watch Eleanor Pine, kill it.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be some goals. I'm going to try hard actually this weekend.
Yes, you are. You should be trying hard every weekend. Yeah. But yes, thank you very much. okay, G, now to kind of sum it up, can you tell us like, can you give us some like advice for everyone in the Queens for coming up this Saturday? Like, what's your advice for all of us? What's coming through your head?
Say some motivational stuff. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, wow. Mm. I'm not a really motivational person.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Come on.
I think self-belief. Yes. I think last year I like wasn't confident, you know? Mm. And then this year, you know, I think everyone pumps each other up and gives each other more confidence. So totally. I think if you believe in yourself, you'll play better. Well, that's really
beautiful.
Would you
that's
say
really
would,
inspirational.
Would you
yeah,
say
really
that's beautiful. The same advice for the Kings? I feel like we need to give them a little pump up this week, you know, give them a bit of
from G Gaz.
From G Gazza. This Kings, this one's for you.
G-banger.
G-banger.
Geriatric. I think the Kings drop their heads a lot.
Yeah.
When they're losing, they drop their heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's pump them up.
Yes. And I just think, you know, if even if you're losing, you're still winners. So.
Yes.
You're winners in our hearts.
You're winners in our although Marquita has still not said if he likes the name Marquita or not. So until he does, he is not a winner in
we
our hearts.
We need some confirmation. So write in
Marquita,
to the
email us, text us, Instagram,
comment
anything.
On the post.
Just say yes
comment
or no.
On the post.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll be a
I like that advice. I like the Kings, you are great.
You are great.
Believe in yourself.
Lifting your head up. Love footy. You love footy. You're out there for a reason. Show them what you got and like show everyone that you actually are one of the best teams in the comp and you've got a
you
great friendship with all your mates. Like lift your heads
and
up.
And like, no offense, they're not playing AFL.
Yeah. Like whack G bang wow. goes
no.
bang.
She I just
know,
quite agree, guys.
No, but like enjoy it.
Like
enjoy the
enjoy
footy.
It. Like yeah. sorry, you know.
We don't take ourselves too seriously.
And what do you say? When you're enjoying it, and sure it does come down to like, partly to winning, but when you're enjoying
exactly.
it, you're the flow.
Exactly.
Like what about them grand final day when they were all do you remember they were all just electric and they were all like smiling
yes.
and their footy
exactly.
was amazing.
They were so happy.
They were
some of them I've never seen smiles on their faces.
I know.
That day.
It was amazing.
Crazy.
But they also smile when they see us.
Yeah.
Let's
oh,
be
of course.
And when they listen to this pod, they're smiling.
Watch your boys. Actually, yeah, this is for the Kings. Play well this week, guys. We obviously will. The Queens obviously will.
We always do, so it's fine.
But G, thank you so much. This has been great.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me,
You've
guys.
You've been amazing.
I feel absolutely privileged.
Oh, you're I beautiful. Know. Have the best trip. We'll see you back, not with a Croatian man, with a Croatian tan.
That was too good. That was really good though.
Okay. But we love you. We can't wait to see you. And hopefully we'll be mentioning you this week because you're going to get the best players again.
Yeah.
Oh,
being
guys.
Obviously.
Love you, G-Gaz.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye, G-Gaz. Bye. Okay, let's run through the games from the past week.
Let's do it.
I'm ready for this. Right. Okay, so just running through the boys first.
Mm-hmm.
So D-grade. Great game. We got to watch the end of D grade, the Queens, and it was amazing. Like I loved watching it. Loved seeing those boys out there because we just don't really get to watch them that often, do you feel me? But
they were so funny. They were so I don't think we've ever watched the D grade and really understood
but
the D grade.
But my favorite. Like, they're my
so entertaining
grade,
to watch.
Hands down.
And the hype around them, like everyone's so hyped.
The vocal, it's like, so oh, I love it. I'm obsessed. Yep. So 68 to 60, we won.
Slay.
How
Slay D
good. Best players, Patrick Brooks, Brandon Jenke.
Yep.
Patrick Prakup. Hopefully I'm saying these right. Eddie Cook and Charlie Bowen.
Amazing.
And then goal kickers, 2 for Charlie Bowen. Good job, Charlie.
Slay, Charlie.
Patrick Brooks, 2. Peter Jones, 2. Alex Brown, 1. Fraser Edgington, 1.
Edgington,
nah, probably.
Couldn't tell you.
He is the deputy vice captain, so I probably should know that. Patrick Prakup, 1. And Harrison Stock, 1. So good job, boys.
Amazing D grade.
That is our beautiful D grade who... we're obsessed with.
We are obsessed with them.
Now, next is our C grade.
C's?
Tell me C grade, unfortunately, didn't get the win, but that's okay that's because okay. we do love the C grade. 75 okay, to 38 against Seton. Unfortunately, we got the loss there, but that's okay because there's always next week.
There's always the week after. And the week after that.
We've got best players, Nathan Tu, James Brennan, Lemmy. We love Lem. Alistair Linky, Justin Ong, and Jesse Finneman. Jesse.
Amazing. I'm pretty sure he was injured, but he must be back.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
And clearly better than ever. Best on. Okay, so Nick Bentley got 2. Brandon Hancock got 1. Thought we just said for D grade, Brandon, but that's okay. Maybe if I 2. Henry Ullman, 1. Mitchell Zilm, 1. So good job, boys.
Great.
Love it. Then we've got the beautiful, beautiful B grade.
Tell me what happened with the Bs.
Oh, it was
what went
we
down.
Destroyed. We destroyed. Amazing. So against Seton again, 8 to 116.
Jesus. That's
no,
crazy.
Come on. Like, that's a bit of a joke.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but okay. Bs. We love it.
What the hell?
Best players, we've got Will Ross, Josh Izzoanetti, Alex Bredder, James O'Halloran, and Maxie Reed.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing. Amazing boys. And then, now, here's the best thing ever. Goal kickers, Nettie Boy, my darling bestie Nettie, got four goals.
Gosh.
Amazing. Sammy, my other bestie, other than you, obviously, Eleanor, 4.
Okay.
4. So both the Carruthers got 4 goals each.
Slay.
That's so 8 good. Goals total.
Carruthers in a team together, that's beautiful, isn't
dynamic.
It?
Dynamic.
Yeah.
James O'Halloran got 3. Angus Cother got 2. Cal Green got 2. Max Reed 1. Archie Richardson 1. And Josh Izzoanetti 1. Like,
wow.
That's impressive.
That's the Bs. Wow, Bs.
And
that's great.
I am so proud. Like, that's amazing.
That's a lot of goal scorers as well, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And quite a variety.
The spread
around. The Carruthers really just bringing it home.
They slay every time.
And then finally, we've got our A grade and they came home with the win.
They needed that.
I think it was personally our hype up that probably made them win.
Oh, yeah.
But where it
says –
I was
talking to Forst about it and he was like, the boys needed this one. And I was like,
They really did. You know, just
they
a bit of like –
they needed that
hype. Yeah. Like, just that push to go, nah, we can do this. We're still in it.
So proud
so
of
against
them.
Seton, 73 to 89.
Oh, amazing.
We came out on top.
Wow.
And then, so, best players. Zach Slade.
Yep.
Ollie Duffy.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Oh, he's an up-and-coming.
Yeah, he's an up-and-coming.
Gay player.
Get ready.
Yeah,
he's
going
to be huge for the club.
Yeah.
Magnus. Bless his God. Our darling Mango.
We love him.
Adam Zenny. Beautiful man. And then finally... Jackie.
Oh my God.
I actually made a bet.
I had no idea Jackie was going to be up there.
Really?
I made a bet that it was going to be someone else. And Miss Ash Carter was like, no, it's Jack. It's 100% Jack.
Really?
And I had to buy her a drink.
Oh, he's so beautiful, isn't he? I can't believe it.
I'm so proud of him.
Because we obviously couldn't go watch, but.
Yeah, but that's amazing.
Maybe when we don't watch, he gets better results.
Yeah, don't ever see him again.
Never watch Jack Carruthers.
We've got to talk about the most important team of the club.
Oh, no. Wait, I'm going through the.
Okay,
Nick Dinham, 3. Mark Evans, 3. Forst, 2. Tom Evans, 1. Has George, 1. Love Has. Darcy McCrossy, 1. Anthony Wilson, 1.
Amazing.
Okay.
Well done.
Boys, done and dusted.
Get
now,
out of the way.
Get out, boys. Hello, ladies.
For the queen.
Hello, ladies. Our girls.
So, we brought it home.
Okay. Talk about a game. Like this.
Oh, my God. 37 to 22. That's the score, everyone. And
we came home with the win.
We slayed.
At Haslam. It was a big, big day.
And you know what? We were stressing a little bit in the first and second quarters.
Because we were down. Because we were down.
But then Johnny gave us the best speech I've ever heard in my life.
And we were all like, no, don't put your heads down. We're still in this.
We are.
We're a great team.
That team.
That preseason worked and we came. I just remember that last quarter and the third quarter, we were the most electric. It was like, we all just gelled. It was like, let's crack on, ladies.
It was so exciting.
Like, come on.
So I'll go through best players if you like.
Before best, because I feel like there were a lot of great players. Yes. And I would love to do a little special mention.
I think we need to mention some
names
girls.
Where I really like have to go, oh my gosh.
Tell me about them. Who was it?
Far Away. Like, I know
she
we've had a segment for
it. She is small but mighty.
Oh, my gosh. What about that little twirl she did?
I know.
Did you see that? It was like a little dance routine and it worked. And I was like, you need to pull this more.
She does look like a bit of a dancer. I feel like she has dancing in her background.
But she's a footy player. Like, that girl, don't be fooled by her small frame. She is a little ogre when she wants to be.
Oh, my gosh. She's aggressive on the field.
I'm obsessed with
it. It's the best thing ever.
Love it. Lulu Colgrave. Poor thing.
Poor
got
thing.
A little... head knock to the nose.
By Miss G. Gat.
I know.
Gaz.
Like it was like a bit of a sandwich. She was a Poultney player and it was just like bang, G. Gaz and Lulu just really met in the middle.
Yeah, that was not good.
There was blood. There was probably not tears, but there was
no tears from
no
Lulu.
No tears, obviously. No. But, you know, it was intense. But she pulled through and she played a really good game.
She did. Yeah.
Good job, darling. Luce White. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what?
She's up and coming again. I think she's going to be amazing.
Great asset to the team. Like, we need her. And she just like,
we already
was
knew that Anna, Miss Anna White, was amazing.
And then, because Anna's,
course,
we love
her
Anna.
Her sister was going to be just as
obviously
good.
Obviously. But why did we not realise this? Like, why was she not in the team last year? We needed her.
Yeah.
But now she's here.
No, we love
then
her.
Then, finally, another quick mention. Everyone played well, but also Lucy Sanders. Great game.
Lucy Sanders was,
really
stepping
good
out.
Winger.
Stepping out.
Just
game.
Got the ball.
Her defending was on point.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And she like really connected the offense to David. Like we just
she did.
It just worked.
Yep.
Nah. We love her.
Amazing.
Now, best players.
Okay, I'm gonna do little best players. Emma Chappell, of course.
Amazing.
Every single time we know she's gonna hit.
she's gonna hit that ball.
Yeah, she is.
And it works.
Yeah.
And she's
quite
there.
She jump bound. She's a bounder.
I would call her like a piranha.
A piranha?
You know, a piranha.
I was thinking
pounces.
Kangaroo.
Oh.
I was thinking like legs, like bounding.
Okay,
anyway.
Well you could do you.
Emma Hopps.
Oh, Hoppy, bringing it forward again. Like just getting those goals that we need. She just executes every time.
She delivers.
She delivers.
Yeah. Georgia Gaz.
Oh, obviously.
Our beautiful
she's,
G-Gaz.
She's left.
She's going
she's
tomorrow,
gone.
Actually.
Oh, no, she's going tomorrow. To European life.
Yeah, she's gone for 4 weeks, so
and,
that's
but
depressing.
She was amazing. Mm. She was so good.
Always great.
And just, like, really aggressive at the ball. Like, she's going to get in there and she's going to get it and she's going to get the disposal.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. Amazing.
Ash Carter.
Ashy.
Always. Always a slayer.
We love Ashy girl.
We do love her. And Miss Bella Minardi.
Hey,
Bells.
Where are you, Eleanor? Where are you, Eleanor, in that list?
I can't believe.
I'll give you a special mention.
I was missed on that list.
I'll give you a special mention. You were incredible.
Oh, thanks for lying to my face.
No, you were. You had a great value.
Thanks.
No, you did. Don't be silly.
Thank you. Now we've got to do goal scorers.
Yeah, goal kickers. Okay, so.
Oh, here
again,
they are.
We've had a lot of
so
great
we've,
deliveries.
Oh, so, no, there's not that many. We had Amber Hopps with 3.
Yeah.
G Gaz with 1. Lucy White with 1.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing.
And it worked. Like, I cannot believe that was actually the best win of the season so far.
Yeah.
Like, because we just had to work for
we
it, you know?
We rose so high
above.
That I couldn't above. Believe we couldn't go, like, we couldn't go we any couldn't, higher.
We were
in the
damn
sky.
We were in the moon. We were on the moon, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. We had the piranha getting that rug.
Oh, my God.
We just all delivered. It was amazing.
And every one of us contributed. That's what I loved about this game. It's
yeah.
like we all knew, we were all nervous, anxious yeah. energy at the start because we were like, we are going to win this. But
yeah.
we were nervous about it.
Yeah. And I think that third quarter after Johnny like hyped us up, we
Johnny
were
like, was
like,
what
we
are
got
you doing,
this,
guys?
Like,
you
get it together.
Are on the top of the ladder.
We did that preseason for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, we're fitter, we're stronger, we're better.
Yeah.
Like, let's execute. And you know what?
We
look
did.
At the score.
We did
look
execute.
At the result.
There you go.
Okay. There it is.
So
but
happy.
Great week. I can't wait for this week. It's going to be good coming up. We'll be back on the pod in a few weeks' time to go through our games. That win was very necessary.
Little, I just need to end on a little message.
Tell me.
To the boarders in Pembroke boarding house. This is for you. Okay. If you've stolen my necklace, I know it's nice. I would have taken it too if it was hanging on a hook, but give it back to me.
So can you just like explain the story for the viewers?
So pretty much.
This is iconic.
I got a Tiffany necklace for my 21st birthday. Super spesh.
Tiffany
necklace.
We're talking the big bucks.
Yeah, like really expensive. Anyway, so I took it off for footy, obviously, can't wear jewelry.
Yes.
And put it in my pocket.
Yes.
Then I lost it. Couldn't find it anywhere. It was not in my car. Like, devastated.
Devo.
This morning, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the boarding house because that is my last resort. It could be there.
Yeah.
Go to the boarding house. The lovely lady at the front desk said, oh my gosh, I saw that necklace yesterday. The cleaner found it and gave it to the boarding house. And I was like, oh my God, you're amazing.
How
you're
exciting.
An angel.
You'd been so
and
excited.
And I was like, so where is it? Yeah. That was the issue. She said she hung it on a hook.
Oh no.
For what reason would you hang a necklace on a hook?
A Tiffany.
Like, sorry. And a boarder has taken it. So
they haven't.
She said they're having a meeting tonight about the necklace in the boarding house.
Oh, to kind of like interrogate as to who took Eleanor Pine's necklace. Give it back.
And
we need to find
Amber
this.
Hopps has an inside friend in the boarding house. And
she's got the goss.
That it's my deceased grandma's necklace. And it's... So that's a lie, actually, but still.
Eleanor.
She's hitting them with some heavy emotions to get that necklace back for me.
Okay.
And I appreciate it.
Okay, that's what some
friends will go to the absolute most.
I'm a bit uncomfortable by that situation, by you saying that.
But if I'm
going to
if I guilt the boarders
maybe
out
that's
of
the only reason
the
how.
Necklace, maybe
yeah,
it will
they'll integrate. We'll get it back. But anyway, anyone who's looking for a Tiffany necklace, if you see one,
give it back to me. It's mine. Thank
give
you.
Give it back.
Thanks, boarders.
Love you all. Great games. Also, good job to the queens who are coming out and supporting and not necessarily playing. They didn't get chosen or they're, you know, just social members of the club. Sophie Treasure. She's out every week.
We love the girls who come out and support us. It's so lovely.
So keep coming out. Get ready for this week, everyone. It's going to be big. Can't wait.
Amazing. Bye.